Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him. A regular cocksmith. Until one day, he crossed the wrong woman, who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with this dick, he'd have to talk to it too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick. Taped in front of a live studio audience.
Can't you just keep quiet? You're scaring them all away. I can't understand what you're saying.
Jesus, it's so hot and musty in here.
Yeah, we'll make it quick. We're in the middle of a Sears Hardware here.
Look, I'm not saying the chick working in the vinyl siding section was ugly or anything, but don't you think we could afford to be a little bit more cheersy?
I can't afford to be anything. I haven't gotten laid in months because you keep singing Usher songs and making every girl I've gotten in bed uncomfortable.
I can't help it! You start sticking me in there, and I'm inspired to sing. Do you really want to be stifling my creativity? Do you really want to be just another anonymous, boring, heartless dick?
Yes! That's exactly what I want. I didn't ask for you. You're a curse.
Well, that hurts. I thought we were becoming friends. Best friends, even.
We are friends. You're my penis. I just want us to be able to work as a team.
Well, it doesn't seem like you look at us as a team. It seems like you're thinking you're the boss of me. Well, we'll see who's the boss of who. Maybe I just won't show up when you need me. Maybe I'll just play possum. How would you like that? Think you're embarrassed of a penis that kicks out slow jams? Just wait till you whip out old Softy for her to suck on.
Are you threatening a labor dispute?
Maybe I am.
Hey, how's it going today, sir? Anything I can help you? Is that your dick? Get out of this store immediately. Come on, get out now.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.